Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. And I'm just sort of disgusted right now to find out that somebody won the first 49 picks and 49 games of of March Madness, of a bracket, and he's not a betting man. It's sort of like the, you know, I'm just sort of thinking of it like, it's basically like being, it's like somebody that, like the ultimate Viagra. It's impossible for you to climax, and you're not a porn actor. You know what I'm saying? It's like you being invisible and not being a crook. like, if you're invisible, what's the first thing you're going to do? Well, I don't know. I guess I'll just cruise into this bank vault right now since no one's around. No one can see, right? Like, I don't know. You got this? Unless the guy just got lucky. But I don't see how you would just get lucky 49 times. Even without point spreads, that's hard to do. The previous record actually was 39. All right? It was 39. And for the record, he's a neuropsychologist. All right? He's a neuropsychologist, so I guess you've got to be smart. A couple of things I'm noticing about college basketball. So we're you've got to be smart to pick this bracket, evidently. And you must have some sort of religion attached to your team or university to advance. It's crazy, man, how many, like, religious schools are cashing tickets. Like, you know what I mean? Like, one after another, basically. We were kidding about tonight. We're like, hey, we're only betting on teams in which God's involved. Oral Roberts, Tulsa, Oklahoma, baby. They get it done. So, it's blowing my mind. The record before 49 games was 39 games in 2017. So, you notice people are getting closer and closer, right? 2017, somebody got 39 games right. 2019, somebody got 49 games right. We're getting there, man. We're getting there. It's going to happen. What do we say by the year 2385? The only problem is no prize is good enough. You're better off just betting every damn game. As Merrill stated, we're going to do the experiment. Bet on every game. It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
Remember, you can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, satellite, or the internet. To make it any easier, we'd have to move in with you.
And nobody wants that.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
BetOnline.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There are 24 hours in every day, 1,440 minutes, 86,400 seconds, and we still have trouble squeezing all this glorious sports talk in.
Have you thought about maybe sleeping less?
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rageahol.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Sirius XM Channel 204. As we dig a little bit deeper, so the dude went 49 for 49. The previous record was 39 for 39. And get this. Both times, the same team busted the bracket. Both times, the same team cost different people. Now, they would have eventually lost, but it's ironic. It's something to think about coming into this tournament. Purdue. Purdue. So Purdue busted the bracket. Can you believe that? So the guy that went 39-0, his 40th game was his loss, and he had Purdue and they lost. And then 2 years later, a guy goes 49-49. His first loss is the 50th game, and it's Purdue. So yeah, note to self, I'm not including Purdue to go far. It's pretty, there's a pattern here. All right, there's a pattern here. All right, I wanted to get to some NFL football. We got Big Man on Campus going to join us. We're going to get back to some college basketball. But I want to get some NFL football. It's franchise tag day. Tag, you're it. So, of course, Dak Prescott didn't get tagged. He got that long-term deal yesterday. Already feels like, I don't know, like 2 weeks ago. But, you know, listen, I don't want to get into the minutia of the franchise tag because, I don't know, like everything, it gets all detailed and stupid. Franchise tags, exclusive tags, non-exclusive tags, transition tags, and all this other type of stuff. But generally, long story short, you've got to pay the player the average of the top five salaries of his position, or from the position of the previous 5 years applied to the current cap, or 120% of the player's previous year's salary, whichever one is greater. All right, so you know that's the gist of it. Players don't mind it the first year because they're making a lot of money, and then it's up to you to sort of come to terms with them and, you know, negotiate this as you go along and sign a long-term deal. Or you do it again to a player and you start doing it to them all the time, and then they just hate you because you're just stringing them along from a year to year on a year-to-year basis here. All right, so a bunch of players got tagged today, but a player that surprised me, actually, and we talked a lot about this player because I'm a fan of his, during the Super Bowl run, Chris Godwin. I am surprised that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tagged him. I legitimately thought there was a big-time chance that he had played his last game with Tampa, even though they won the Super Bowl. He didn't really do anything in the Super Bowl either. He didn't do anything. Well, they didn't really have to do anything, their offense, but he didn't really do much in the Super Bowl. Like I said, I'm surprised. Only because now, guys, the rumor of the day, and of course, Tom Brady is going to be around for a couple of years now and stuff, right? So the rumor is, and I'm not surprised, I brought up Odell Beckham last week. I wasn't thinking Tampa, but I know that Cleveland's willing to trade Odell Beckham. They won without him this past year. Odell doesn't like Baker Mayfield. I'm not saying personally, but he doesn't feel as if though, you know, he's just not happy there. He doesn't want to be there. He didn't want to go there in the first place, but he didn't want to be the diva that everyone thinks he is. But I think Cleveland would trade him as well. So, like I said, I just find it interesting that Tampa says, no, you know what, we'll franchise tag Chris Godwin. So Godwin is getting tagged. He's going to make $16.43 million this year. It's a lot of money. Like, even by NFL standards, who rip everyone off, it's a lot of money for Chris Godwin. Like, put it this way, Chris Godwin, you're making more money than a lot of players that are better than you. I'm just surprised. Like, I'm legitimately, from a business perspective, and this comes from someone that likes Chris Godwin. You know, listen, it's a one-year deal, you know what I mean? They're on the hook here. So I don't know what their motivation is and whatever it is. If they think, all right, we don't trust Mike Evans, we're doing this, we're doing that. I don't know. But $16.43 million is quite a lot of money for Chris Godwin. And so he had 65 catches, 840 yards, and 7 touchdowns. Like, basically, other wide receivers are going to go, dear God, this guy just got, he's getting $16 million, and he only had 65 catches and 840 yards and 7 touchdowns. But as if you remember Super Bowl week, we talked about this, Chris Godwin accounts for basically 25% of all their receiving yards and passing yards. Like, 25% of Tom Brady's passing yards were to Chris Godwin. So I guess they felt like they didn't want to lose that. So as I stated, it comes as somewhat of a surprise to me. I think in a lot of other people in NFL circles, I think a lot of people thought that Godwin had played his last game with Tampa Bay. Like, Tampa aren't the type of organization that'll do something like this and pay someone like this, especially since they just won in the fashion that they did. You would figure that Tampa would think, you know what? Let's trade for Odell, or players are going to line up to play with us. We just won. It's nice weather. There's no tax. Tom Brady's the quarterback. We're all in. But no, they tagged him. Allen Robinson, Chicago Bear wide receiver. People were wondering about Allen Robinson's future. Well, he has been franchise tagged. He is set to make $18 million this year. So he's going to make $18 million. And as I stated, I don't pretend to be a contract expert here. But the report says that he has until July 15th. Or I should say the Chicago Bears have until July 15th to come to an extension with them. So I guess that's in his contract. And otherwise, then that'll be it. He'll officially say, all right, this is my last year here. Except, or will he? And what does this mean now? People, like, were wondering about the Chicago Bears. What are you going to do? Are you really doing this Russell Wilson thing? Jason Lacanfora reports that word out of Chicago is they're going to do whatever it takes to get Russell Wilson. That they know that Russell Wilson will play for them, and that the Bears are on the list, and they feel as though they're close, and they just, but the thing is, you're not close if you give up all these players to get Russell Wilson, right? And you don't, they're not just, the Seattle just aren't going to give them away. You'd have to give up a million draft picks, but we've seen this general manager gave up, you know, draft picks to get Mitch Trubisky. What's he going to do to get Russell Wilson? I'll tell you what, the fact that they just did this with Allen Robinson and they didn't say, you know what, we're not paying Allen Robinson in the big picture. We're not very good. We don't have a quarterback. Well, let's let the dude go. The fact that they just did this and said, you know what, we're going to pay a wide receiver $18 million. They have something up their sleeve as far as a quarterback is concerned. And not just like this Russell Wilson stuff. There's no way in hell you don't pay a wide receiver $18 million if you don't have a quarterback. They would just bite the bullet and say, we don't have a damn quarterback. Why the hell are we going to pay this guy this money? To me, it makes me believe even more now. And as I stated, I think it's a little bit too ambitious, I think, to believe that, oh yeah, automatically Russell Wilson's going to be on the Bears. But I do personally believe that the Bears are going to make a splash at the quarterback position. Will it be the right splash? I don't know. A belly flop is a splash. It doesn't mean it's a successful dive. Why do I get the feeling that Sam Darnold is going to be a Bear?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
The late night anger management class continues. Bring it.
There's a pandemic going on out there.
It's catchy.
It's called
The Winning Edge.
And the only place you can get it
is right here.
Get on the grid
and stay there.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not your wife. It's not your kids. It's not your neighbor. And it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends.
You're listening to The Winning Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Moretz, and we're throwing it down. Sirius XM, Channel 204. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Let's break down the board with one of the best in the business who's breaking it down over at PicksWise.com throughout this college basketball madness. Big man on campus steps up and in. Big man, always a pleasure, my man. How you doing tonight?
Always good to hear your voice, Gabe. How are you, pal?
Hey, I'm really loving life right now, big man. I can't get enough of this college basketball. Big-time conferences, small-time conferences, Houston Baptist, Incarnate Word. I'm loving it all, big man.
Yeah, you can always get your fill, Gabe. You're not into, like, and I'll tell you what, like, you have, like, these conferences, the big ones where it's a lot of bad teams playing each other, but then you have these games where, yeah, you know, they mean a lot, and you have kids that, you know, they lose, they're out. They're not going to the tournament. It's just a great time of year. I'm so glad we have it this year again.
You know, and I've said this, and I'll get your thoughts on this, big man, because you're a big college basketball guy, and I'm asking people this. You know, you lose an NFL bet, you hate the quarterback, you hate the coach, you hate the dude to drop the pass. You lose an NBA bet, you're like, man, I can't believe these losers can't hit a freaking free throw, right? NHL is just so angering. During the regular season, college basketball upsets me, but come tournament time, you lose a bet and you're upset and you look up and you see the kids celebrating. They're going to the dance. They're going to the tournament. You see the emotion of the fans and, you know what it means to them and the kids' dream to make it to this tournament. And it softens the blow of losing a bet. Then I change the channel and go to the next game. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I guess this is it's not as bad, but you still don't want to win. I've said before, I mean, what's even more brutal is seeing, like, Ian Cameron tweet about a game after you lose, which we've talked about before. But, no, yeah, that's a good point. I mean, seeing a team like Drexel or Mount St. Mary's.
Exactly.
Or, yeah, it's not a bad thing, I guess.
Yeah. Like, look, you know what? And I was riding Greensboro through the tournament, and I ended up taking Mercer plus the points. They were hanging around all game. And I was pissed off. I'm like, dear God, man, all night it was like a 1 and 2 point game. They ended up losing by 7 or 8 or whatever it was, 8, I think. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I saw Greensboro celebrate, going to the tournament. Who's that kid? Isaiah Miller. Carried them on his back. So I was happy for that kid. I was like, you know what? Good for this kid. He's not going to the NBA. This is his shining moment, you know?
No, he's really good. He's a great player. They use him a ton. And, yeah, you know, there's been a lot of random man so far. I mean, Greensboro is a team that struggled this year at times. I mean, Drexel, Gabe opened the season, I think, 0-7 or maybe that was Elon. But either way, I mean, both teams struggled at times. So, yeah, it's cool.
How about App State?
Yeah. App State. Exactly.
They're a football school. They haven't been here in 21 years.
How interesting would it be if they got Michigan in the first?
Oh, you know what's happening, bro. You know what's happening. Because seriously, like App State, they're the Sun Belt team. So they're going to be a 16. Wouldn't you agree? They're going to be a 16.
Yeah,
right?
they're definitely. I think it's tough because the 16s are usually afforded to like the SWAC, MEAC.
Yeah, you're right.
NEC. They could make them though. I mean, Appalachian State, I think a lot of the time just goes by overall record. And they were 17-11. Yeah, I guess we'll see. But that would be kind of fascinating if they played each other.
Well, you know, it's just the cruel irony of it. You know, they're almost going to want to do it.
Right.
So let's jump in here. And we're not going to hit every game, but NC State and Syracuse. Syracuse are 15-8, laying a couple of points here against the Wolfpack. Any opinion on this matchup? Noon Eastern time.
Yeah, you know, these games are so tough at times, man, to me. NC State is a group that really has had issues turning the ball over this year. Gabe, you look at this group, they just haven't had Devin Daniels at times. He's been in and out. He's kind of the guy that kind of makes everything go on the wing. These games are tough to me, man. Like, I neither team defends at a real high level. I think Syracuse will probably find a way to pull away and win this game. You know, if you don't turn it over, NC State's not going to have a lot of success because they thrive on the turnovers, that Kevin Keats defense with the press. Syracuse just doesn't really turn it over. So, yeah, I'm going to lean with Syracuse here. I think they're a team that's still kind of playing for something. You know, maybe they can make a run here. NC State just seems kind of a battered team.
That's the thing. It's always a debate at this time of the year, isn't it? And I agree with you, big man. And there's different degrees of this stuff, but you're right. Like, some of these games, it's like, you know, me and Cam were talking earlier tonight, like Southern Miss versus Rice. That's just scrub ball.
No, it's really rough.
Nothing's happening. No one's going anywhere. It doesn't matter, right?
But no, that's why I hate these, like, first couple of days of these tournaments. It's rough. Like for instance, like, you got a game at 11 a.m., Sacramento State, what is this, 9 a.m. they're playing this game? Like, what does this game mean to these teams? Like, they're not winning anything. They're not, like, these games just don't do a lot for me. Like, there's a big card here, but there's like probably two or three good betting opportunities on this card because it's a bunch of bad teams playing each other. That's all it is.
Now, one thing I'll say, and I want to ask, so you sort of get teams. So look, Syracuse need this game. You know, the Boeheim effect, right? He's one of the media guys and stuff, and he's old school. They get the 16-9. Look, 15-8 now. They win a game. They can win again. But they can't lose this game. I think Lunardi's got him, and Lunardi isn't on a committee, but Lunardi's got him, and Palm and all these guys basically have them as like the first four out right now. So in other words, it's like impress us this week. Show us something.
Yeah, but here's the issue.
They got to win this game.
Here's the problem, and I will always make this clear, okay? Tell me why Syracuse is in the position they're in. They're not that good. That's why.
I know.
You're an average team.
You're exactly right.
Yeah, you're an average team in the ACC, which is awful this year, frankly. So, you know, again, I think it's a great thing because you have kids that are obviously they need to get the job done and it's an important game. But, you know, sometimes, a beagle is just a beagle. He can be a pit bull and try to be a pit bull all he wants, but he's just a beagle at the end of the day. So, yeah, I hear you. And I think it's your good point. I think it's a good matchup for them. But, you always got to have that in the back of your head.
Hey, one thing I'll say about beagles, they're actually very smart. At airports and stuff, yeah, people always picture, like, you know, German shepherds and all that.
Yeah.
Beagles are the little – when you see a beagle coming at you, you got a bag of blow in your back pocket, you're in a lot of trouble. they're little cute dogs, but they're actually, like, you can train them. Like, they can smell bomb. Like, they're smart. They're very intelligent. I just figured I'd throw that out there.
Well, speaking of dogs, what do you think of Biden's dog biting somebody at the White House? They had to remove him. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, man. No, dude. They kind of look like mean dogs. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, they're like German Shepherd. Like, they look like pretty, you know, pretty like hunt, like dogs that would like hurt you probably.
Yes, you're not rolling around in the grass with those guys. So big man on campus with us. So speaking of dogs, actually, and we were just talking about big men. Every time of the this time of the year, every year there's always some weird program, rabid dog that comes out of nowhere that had a terrible year. Mm-hmm. And how about the Miami Hurricanes? So the Hurricanes win today. They're getting 9 points here. And, you know, big man, these two teams played twice this year, bro. Clemson won 66-58 and 66-65. Are Clemson the type of team you want to be laying this type of number with?
No, they aren't. They're not at all. But I think for me, though, I don't put much stock into the win against Pittsburgh. If you're Miami, Pittsburgh has quit. They had quit on Jeff Capel. Two players had left the team that were huge parts of them. It just seems like they gave up. But you're right. I'm not really running to the window to bet Clemson. I mean, Clemson really, Gabe, has not been the same team since that Virginia game. Remember, they got the absolutely destroyed against Virginia. And they had a little stretch where they won five in a row towards the end of the year. But, yeah, I'm not running to the window to do this. But, you know, this is kind of a spot I like as a gambler sometimes in these conference tournaments where a team wins a game that maybe they shouldn't have won. Then they face a team that's significantly better for the most part, and they just get their doors blown off. I think this is kind of interesting that it's a 9-point number, but I have some weird feeling this is like a 77-65 type of game. Miami might hang around for the first half, and then Clemson just kind of exerts their will. We have to point out, Gabe, Clemson has played very well coming into this tournament. I mean, the whole month of February, they were very good. You know, they only lost once really since the start of February. So I'm going to kind of assume, and I think your point's valid, but I think when you look into it a little bit more, I don't put a lot of stock in what Miami did. I think they're lucky to be here. I think it's where they bow out.
No, and I totally get it. But you know as well as I do, you know, especially a sport like basketball, kids that are playing with house money.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
There's no, like, nerves of this or that. It's like, listen, guys, we're 9-16. Like, but from I'm just saying, from a talent perspective, I get the way the seasons have gone. But from a talent perspective, I don't think the kids on Miami are going to step on the court scared. You know what I'm saying? They might suck. But they're going to think, you know what, we played these guys, you know, we can play these guys close.
Well, and that's a good point. I mean, they have a lot of kids that are from good programs. McGusty's from Oklahoma. Brooks is from Cincinnati. They have some good players from good programs. I just look at the game today, you know, or last night, 28 free throws for Miami. And that's probably not going to happen tonight. I think that's the reason they won the game. They shot 14 more free throws than Pitt. But you're right. They're not going to be intimidated. I just kind of think it's kind of a sucker – not a sucker bet, but I just don't – I don't want to see you lose money on a bad team like Miami.
Oh, I've lost money on a lot of bad teams. Don't worry. I appreciate your concern, though. I appreciate your concern. It's like the Peter Griffin clip that we play. He walks into the sports book on Family Guy and puts $100 on the table.
Yeah, I think I've heard that. Yeah,
the sports book operator goes, would you like to pick a team? He's like, no, just take it. And he walks away.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's great. I think I've done that before. Just take it. Like, why not? Just take it. So Big Man on Campus kicking with us. Big Man will join us for one more segment here tonight on the Late Night Anger Management Class. Don't forget, you can find him over at PicksWise.com. It's a great site. The Sports Rage Late Night Anger Management Class Basketball Extravaganza continues.
Seriously, we do this 24 hours a day, every day.
It's real.
And it's here. We've got to come up with a better name for it than fantasy sports. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're everywhere.
Radio, the internet, TV, satellite, and our mobile app. We make it easy.
Like real easy.
In fact, if you're not listening,
it's you.
It's always you.
Slacker.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Sports Radio. College Late Night continues. I am Morenci. You know the digits. You know the drill. You know how we're rolling here. SiriusXM Channel 204. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Big man on campus joining us, and we're lucky to have him. One of the best college basketball handicappers in America, breaking it down over at PicksWise.com throughout all these conference tournaments and, of course, March Madness. But don't despair, people. There will be better cards coming up than the card that we have on in front of us here. Yet, let's talk about Iona and Siena. Dear God, big man, you know, I think I've seen 13-year-old high school girls' games that had more scoring in the first half than Iona did. Iona's had a weird season this year. Now, they end up putting up 72 against Quinnipiac. Of course, Rick Pitino takes over the Gales. Your thoughts on this matchup against Siena?
Yeah, you know, Siena was a team that I picked before the season to win this conference. They kind of, you know, I think got bored with the season. They kind of rolled through it. You know, they had some slip-ups, but they're the best team in this conference, Gabe. I mean, this is not a good league. It's a down league for sure. Very few teams that are good actually play defense, i.e. Iona and Monmouth. But when I look at Siena, I just think they have the best player in Jalen Pickett. I regarded them as the best team, and I just think this is where the dust kind of settles and Iona go away. I mean, Quinnipiac just fell apart really at you know, in the second half, and then they kind of went away. Plus, Iona's off a COVID pause. They only had the one game kind of under their belt. I think Siena take care of business. I think they ultimately win this conference. I think this conference is pretty chalk, and I think Siena takes care of business.
How much, big man, how much do you think is put into the number because it's Rick Pitino? And how much do you think people, like, you know, as this game, like in the morning, and, you know, I can't say that the full public is betting this stuff yet. We're still sort of in the, you know, the regulars, but more and more the public will start to get involved with these games. But should the point spread be different than it is? Like, basically, is it what it is because Rick Pitino is the coach of Iona?
Yeah, I thought this number was a little out of whack. I mean, I would have put Siena 2.5 on a neutral court. I think they're significantly better than Iona. But yeah, I mean, he definitely plays a part. I mean, he's a larger-than-life personality. He's a good coach, and you know, he's in this league one of the better coaches. So yeah, I think you know, keep in mind Iona is off a back-to-back as well. Siena didn't play today, so I think they're the fresher team. They have the longer, you know, the better legs late in the game, and they're really good defensively, which is something that I'm not sure we can say about Iona. They're good, they're not great. Yeah, I would lean Siena. I don't know why they're an underdog, frankly.
Big man on campus kicking with us on the late night anger management class. Let's talk about Duke. Duke has some work to do. We were talking about Syracuse. Syracuse is in a better situation. Duke has a longer road ahead of them. They get Louisville, and these teams just played basically a couple of weeks ago. And, of course, the Ville got it done, 80-73, big man. So there's a rematch, and, of course, they also played on January the 23rd, and Louisville beat them 70-65. Do they beat them for the third time this year, big man? What's your take on this one?
Yeah, obviously big games for both teams. You know, for Duke, they obviously need a little bit more. Duke is kind of on the outside looking in, as you and I both know. And, you know, I still have some weird feeling they're going to sum up with Duke in for some reason, just because they're Duke. But, yeah, when I saw this number, I immediately wanted to take Louisville. I've been waiting for Louisville all year to figure things out. They're finally healthy. They finally have the opportunity with a new lease on life to do that. I thought it, you know, I think I said this on one of your shows. I thought it's 7-8-1. I thought they were kind of a bargain play in the ACC. Not a great conference. They could definitely win it. They've got a great three-point defense, which is huge. Duke is very dependent on the three. I know in the second game you mentioned, Duke just couldn't make anything. Now that Louisville's fully healthy, I don't put a lot of stock in the season statistics. This is a better team than maybe we saw earlier in the season, and they took care of Duke in both matchups. I like Louisville. I think they sweep Duke and finally put the nail in the coffin of Duke.
I like how big man, a little spice in that, put the nail in the coffin of Duke. Minnesota and Northwestern. You want to talk about a train wreck. They get the Big Ten party started, 6:30 Eastern, Northwestern, two-point favorites against the Gophers. Talk about a Gophers team that imploded as the season went along, big man.
Yeah, have yet to win a road game. Have not won one road game all season. And again, this is not in the barn. So this is a road game, according to Minnesota. I would play Northwestern. If I had to play it, which I'm not, this is a dredgy, bottom-of-the-barrel type of game. But I just want to continue to say this. I don't know if there's a worse road team in America than Minnesota. It's truly horrific. Richard Pitino needs to be fired after the season. It is a crime to see the talent that leaves Minnesota that he can't get. If he didn't have the last name Pitino, he'd be sweeping up the floor somewhere. Get him out of here.
You know what? As Big Man knows, 13-4 at home, including beating the Michigan Wolverines. That was the only loss Michigan had. Iowa as well. Yet on the road, 0-10. 0-10. 0-10.
Hey, remember, there's no crowds this year. What the hell was the excuse? I mean, this is coaching, Gabe. To the highest degree, he must be fired. If I'm a Minnesota fan and Richard Pitino is not fired, I am livid.
And they just lost to Northwestern on February the 25th, 67-59. I tell you what, big man, Northwestern, how about them Wildcats? A quiet three-game win streak going right now.
Yeah, I mean, they beat Maryland, which is a nice win. You know, they went into Minnesota and won. I mean, Minnesota was good at home, and, you know, they beat a gutsy Nebraska team. So, yeah, maybe Chris Collins has this team maybe believing. I like their guards. Bowie's a good player. So, yeah, I think they get the job done, and Minnesota's gone as well. See ya.
All right, big man, before we get you out of here, anything else that catch your eye? We got some late night basketball tomorrow night with Cal and Stanford, some Pac-12 action. And in fact, I've seen you rage about both these teams on Twitter this year.
which game you cut out, Gabe?
Cal and Stanford.
I actually took Cal and Stanford Super Bowl Sunday. There was a late game that night after the Super Bowl. Cal was a big dog, and I took him, and they came through the back door. So I do like Cal. Stanford is just blah and boring to me. As far as what do I like tomorrow, Gabe, I mean, Prairie A&M's laying 25 in a conference tournament game. I mean, think about that. But, no, I like Bucknell plus the 14 against Colgate. Too many points. Colgate's very good, but this is an important tournament for Bucknell. Haven't had the greatest season, had some COVID issues. John Meeks was out, their best player. He's in. He killed it against Lafayette, had 31 points. This is too many points. Bucknell is a decent team. They play good offense. They play great defense. They don't turn it over, and they get to the free throw line. Colgate is good, but lately they've struggled to win by a lot. I mean, they're kind of hanging in games. They're winning them. They're not blowing teams out, though. This is a lot of points. I'll take Bucknell. A lot of the public will be on Colgate. But Colgate screwed off in the Patriot League tournament last year and bowed out early. Might do that again. I don't know if they'll lose, but I think Bucknell cover.
It's a lot of points. You're right. You sold me. You sold me on this. And as you mentioned, so that, you know, this game flying under the radar, big man. My bad for not opening up the segment with it. Prairie View A&M and Mississippi Valley State throwing it down. You're right. For a conference tournament game, that's the biggest point spread I've seen this week for a conference tournament game. It's been nothing even close to this. Nothing even close to 25.
Well, I mean, Mississippi Valley State, listen, that's a lot of points. Mississippi Valley State's been hanging lately.
They're five and five against the spread in their last 10 games.
Yeah, because the numbers are too high, and the bookmakers have not contributed to the fact that they are full strength. They've got some players back. They're not as anemic as they were at the beginning of the year. They're just not. This is a lot of points, man. A lot of points.
Now, listen, these teams did play two times this year. Prairie View won by 20, 82-62. That was the most recent game, February the 25th. And then they smoked them January the 23rd, but as you stated, they weren't healthy then, 77-31. Right? So 82-62, that's sort of the vibe I get. Plus these tournament games, big man, Anything can happen, right? Kids believe for a couple of minutes.
The 77-31, I actually had Prairie View in that game. They were only 19-point favorites. Mississippi Valley had 5 points in the second half. That was that's a true story. You can look it up. Yeah, they're a bit better than that team. So, yeah, it's a lot of points in a conference tournament game. Seems like 82-62. That makes a lot of sense here.
A big man on campus kicking with us just for a couple of more moments. Looking at the futures right now. I'm sticking to my guns. Although it's amazing how we told people a bunch of times, and I know you're on board, big man, the Ducks. Man, these guys were plus 300, plus 320 and all that. I'm seeing FanDuel right now, plus 210 for the Ducks to win the Pac-12 conference tournament.
Yeah, I don't USC's had a great year. I'll gladly take the hot team, though, in Oregon, who is finally healthy. They're another group that's finally good to go. And, yeah, I don't want to face Chris Duarte in that zone defense. So, yeah, I like that one. We've kind of talked about that one before. I agree with you on that one.
Other updated numbers right now. Big 12, Baylor minus 140, Kansas plus 500, Texas 6-1. What do you make of this Texas team, big man? You know, they're competitive, they're young still, but they are a good basketball team, and they do play with a lot of heart. I'll give them that. They do play with a lot of intensity and heart.
Yeah, they do. They go as their coach goes, though, and I think they're really good. They got great guard play. I love the length they have. They're really physically imposing and athletic, but I'm not a Shaka guy. But I think it's 6-1 they have some value, man. They're really talented. I think it's very rare where they're not the most athletic team on the court. That size is just imposing. I think West Virginia is interesting as well. Defensively, I worry about them a little bit. But, yeah, Texas is a team that I like for sure.
Yeah, I tell you what, this is a good conference, isn't it, though? These guys are going to beat the crap out of each other this week. none of these teams like each other. You know, Baylor, Kansas, Texas, West Virginia, Texas Tech, Oklahoma, TCU, hell, even, you know, Iowa State. Like I said, there's one thing I'll give credit to the Big 12, especially on the basketball side of things. They really don't like each other. There's a ton of rivalries, bro, in this conference.
Yeah, there are. And, you know, you can make the case it's the best conference in the country. So, yeah, there's going to be some battles, man. But don't forget about Kansas, Gabe, as you, I think you mentioned their line. They're playing as good as anyone in the country. So,
yeah, you know what, Kansas, dude, if I've donated more money to sports books over the years at this time of the year, big man, on any university, it's Kansas. Like, I'm one of those guys that no one believes in Kansas. They're better. They're going to surprise people. And then it's rinse and repeat. I cannot believe that I trusted Kansas to actually win the national championship. But, big man, I tell you what, man, I'm really fired up. We're just getting started. I had to chill out, actually, because on Monday, I bet on almost like every game, bro. Like, you know what I mean? I was going crazy. I bet like 28 games. I nearly had a heart attack. It was like, and I realized, man, we're still weeks away from the tournament starting, and I'm already getting crazy. So I took a step back today, but we're always ready to fire away, and I love the basketball all day long. Look forward to seeing what you guys come up with over at PicksWise.com this week. It's always a pleasure, big man. Thanks a lot for stepping up and joining us.
Always good to hear from you, Gabe. Thanks for having me.
Look, you have a simple choice. Keep listening and get the winning edge, or don't.
And wish you had.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To win, you need a strategy.
A plan.
You've come to the right place. We're the home of sports gaming strategies and information to give you
the winning edge. I mean, we're not just doing this for our health.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Three-minute warning. Super turbo speed once again. Quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. All right, so we got a couple of minutes left. And am I the only one in America right now, or in North America, or in the world that's all fired up? I know the kids must be, but I'm ready to go, actually. Earlier, we sort of laughed and scoffed at the game with big men on campus, but how can we not be excited about Sacramento State and Northern Colorado throwing it down? These guys are getting started early, too. And where these guys are playing in Idaho, I believe. So, like, really, what time are they starting at out there? Like 9 in the morning or something like that? Which leads you to believe that I'm always a believer. It doesn't always work, but I am a believer in when you play really early in the morning, it leads to unders, right? Like, kids aren't used to playing that early in the day, but it's a pretty low total at 132.5, and I actually think it's going to creep over the number. I wish it didn't start so early, but I think Northern Colorado are the play in this basketball game. And big man brought it up about road teams. And something to keep your eye on as well, even like with big time teams when you're picking in the tournament and stuff, while we'll talk about brackets. These aren't road games, they're neutral games, but you're also not at home. You know what I'm saying? Look at the Philadelphia 76ers. Look at the Philadelphia 76ers. With fans, they're dominant at home and they suck on the road. They go into the bubble, right? There's no fans, but they're not at home. They sucked in the bubble. This year, they're back at home. They're good at home again, right? So if you're a bad road team, you're not going to be a good neutral court team either. And when you look at Sacramento State and Northern Colorado, Northern Colorado are actually a pretty good away team. They're 4-5 on the road. Meanwhile, Sacramento State are 3-8 on the road. You know, you look for little things like this, but I think ultimately Northern Colorado are the better basketball team. If you're a true degenerate, you'll be betting this. I know I will. Give me Northern Colorado on the money line. And this is a tough spot for Syracuse because they need it, but they got to win this basketball game. Give me the Cuse and the over. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Lost in a sea of stats, averages, and injury reports?
It's okay.
Breathe. You found it. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.